Today's forecast in the Midwest has not changed greatly from that of yesterday. It looks as though many areas will have opportunities for scattered showers over the coming week, but much of the precipitation will not be enough to counter evaporation. The biggest dry down will occur in the southwestern portions of the Corn Belt, including Kansas and Missouri, as well as portions of central and southwestern Illinois, portions of southwestern Iowa and Nebraska, maybe even South Dakota to a certain degree. These areas will all see the least amount of rain and the warmest temperature bias, and therefore a net loss in soil moisture is still going to be possible, along with increasing stress for many of the crops in the area. Totally dry weather may not occur in these regions, but we do expect to see a limited amount of precipitation, certainly relative to the warmth. We'll be looking at temperatures across a big part of the Midwest here over these next several days, running in the 80s and lower 90s, with a few cooler readings possible in the northernmost parts of the region as we get into the weekend, but that will stay more or less outside of the majority of the production region. We'll look for a warmer temperature to occur next week. From the middle to latter part of next week into the following weekend, we may see some rather hot weather once again in the western portions of the Corn Belt, in particular from South Dakota to Kansas and possibly into Missouri. Some of those areas will be upper 90s into the lower 100s. We'll likely see temperatures in most other areas across the Midwest running primarily into the range of middle 80s through the middle 90s. The warmth will obviously keep evaporation rates high, and that's one of the reasons why the concern is there for many of the crops, because we are going to continue to cause stress in many areas. The only region of possible improvement is still slated to occur here from tomorrow night into Saturday across portions of the easternmost Midwest. Coming northward out of portions of Kentucky will be a scattering of showers and thunderstorms, and it looks like the precipitation will begin tomorrow night into Friday morning, and then become most significant Friday afternoon into Saturday morning. During that period of time, we may see a scattering of showers in Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky, maybe as far north as portions of Michigan, and maybe as far west as southeastern portions of Illinois. Rain totals in this region will likely run in a 3 to 9/10 of an inch range generally, but there will be some 1 to 2 inch amounts. I certainly think those will be most likely in the southernmost parts of the region, including southern Ohio and southeastern portions of Indiana. Kentucky could get even greater amounts of rain with the potential of 1 to 3 inch amounts there. That is the only area in the Midwest that has a potential for a short-term improvement in soil moisture over this next 10 days to 2 weeks. There will be a status quo situation occurring across the north from the eastern portions of North Dakota and northeastern South Dakota over to Wisconsin and into parts of Michigan. These areas should get enough precipitation to maintain the current level of soil moisture and also be supportive of crop development. But again, the further southwest you travel across the region, the more stressful the environment is likely to become, and further losses in yield potential will likely be the end result. Just a little bit further to the south, there is an improving trend underway across parts of the Delta and the Tennessee River Basin, as well as portions of the southeastern states. These areas will continue to see frequent showers and thunderstorms for a few more days, and daily amounts of precipitation are building up an improvement in topsoil moisture and general crop conditions. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.